it is one of our roundup shows slash look aheads to a season to come. And it's interesting, I'm recording this the day that the fixtures have been announced, so it becomes a bit of a look ahead. I've got Jack Collins first and foremost to talk about Fulham. I mean, it feels mad to try to do a preview of a game on the 6th of August. We're going to try and do that. But Jack, this is a Fulham setup that has ended up with a, you know, they were not just champions of the championship, but worthy champions of the championship. The better side by some distance in the end. Everyone else is stuck in a bit of a melee. Bournemouth in the end managed to pull themselves away from it. But it was a melee for them for a long time. It wasn't for Fulham. And it was done with really good, expansive football under Marco Silva. There was goals from all angles. Mitrovic, obviously, but other players as well. And then there's the hard reality of the Premier League. Silva himself's already said it may not be the same next season. It may not be the way in which we approach it. What are you expecting him to change from last season?
Well, I think the first and foremost thing is Fulham played a 4-2-3-1 last season. I wonder if that will shift. But if it doesn't, you know, what we played with Harrison Reed often as the kind of lone six, and then one of John McElseri or Tom Kearney playing as kind of next to him in the pivot. These are creative, you know, decisive players in the final third, but they are not defensively sound by long stretches of the imagination. What we did start to see was Silva look to a Reed and Nathaniel Chalobah partnership towards the end of the season. And it annoyed people because they were like, why are we playing so defensively when we've got a league to win? And I think what he was trying to do was put in place some sort of idea of how it could work next season to try and stiffen that midfield up. Now, the links for Fulham of late are Al Masrati out of Braga, João Paulinho, we're apparently trying to hijack from Wolves, which would be a hell of a steal, to be honest. But you know, these are players who are aerially dominant, who will provide a little bit more of that stalwart shield in that six zone. That's what I think the big change is going to be. There's some people who are convinced that Marco Silva is going to a five at the back. I'm not convinced he'll start that way. I think he'll try and keep the formation from last year, but I do think that midfield pivot is going to be where things change really aggressively in what Fulham are trying to do. We're going to put a shield in front of that back four.